Hey y'all, it's your girl Who Swirls, Chris Karazin from Beyond Black and White, and I'm so excited. I am here on location in Charleston, South Carolina, and I am here because I'm doing a little bit of research. Now, I get a lot of notes from people saying that they live in the South, it's very difficult for them to connect with people who are open to interracial dating. And you know what? I'm a California girl. I'm familiar with the coasts, California, New York, but it gets a little fuzzy in the middle. So the best way for me to give you guys the proper information is just come down and see for myself. So guess what? You guys are coming out sightseeing with me. I am staying here at the beautiful Charleston Harbor Resort. It's right across from beautiful historic downtown Charleston. I'm on my way there now. I'm going to be going in a trolley service, and then later I think I'm going to be going on a boat. So I'm going into downtown to just see for myself what the vibe is and how the people are, and you guys are coming with me. So hold on tight. There's going to be a lot to learn. All right. I'm so excited. That I get from Charleston is that it is a tourist city, and there are it does have its traditions, and there are a segment of people who hold pretty tightly to those traditions. However, Charleston is also home to a military base and also home to universities. And so there's lots of people who are coming into the area that are open. I put out a feeler on Interracial Dating Central's Facebook page, which is Interracial Dating, and asked the question, hey, what's it like to have an interracial relationship in Charleston? And overwhelmingly, I got some really good responses. I want you guys to check out some of the responses that I've got. Take a look. Charleston is an interesting place. I can tell you that I felt perfectly comfortable as a black woman walking around, and everybody was very friendly. I can tell you that I got quite a few stares and looks from non-black men, so I know that they're checking us out. So I would say that this is a pretty good city to swirl in. I don't know about some of the other cities, and we could talk about that, because I think that there are some cities that may be a little bit more difficult. But the bottom line is that I think I can take away from this experience is that people who are not from here seem to be more comfortable than the people who are transplants to Charleston seem to be more comfortable and open to dating interracially than people who are born and raised here. Which, for the ladies and gentlemen who have reached out to me and have expressed some difficulty finding and connecting with people in this area, this is why you need interracialdatingcentral.com. Like, not to be all commercial about it, but seriously, the easiest way to find out if somebody is warm to interracial dating is to go online to a place where everybody there is open to interracial relationships. And to find somebody who's in your area, who's open to you, that is local, is so much easier than trying to figure out who's open when you're just out on the streets, because, you know, there may be some social restrictions, you know, based on the culture of the city and the region. So online dating all the way in the South, that's where I think you'll get the best luck. So I hope that I've answered some of your questions, because I specifically wanted to do this trip and see for myself, because I've been getting so many notes from you guys. But I want to say that for those of you that are reluctant to online dating, you really might want to rethink that, because I can tell you from the looks that I got, there's some men out here who are open, let me tell you. But you just want to make sure that you're in a format that maybe you guys can get to know each other and feel it out and get to know the person from the inside out. All right, so I'm hoping to go. My next trip is going to be hopefully in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I'm going to do the same thing. And I think I'm going to have a little bit different results, because I know there's quite a few people in those areas that are swirling, and a lot of them are Black women. So if you guys have a suggestion of a place that maybe I should visit, let me know. You can email me at Crystalyn, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L-Y-N, @beyondblackwhite.com.